at a time.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. I promise you, in this hour of the broadcast, we will throw out a trivia question and give you an opportunity to pick up a prize, courtesy of the folks at Wash Drops, and we'd love to hear from many of our Wash Drop winners of the past with any comments about the product. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be spending the entire hour with an esteemed automotive journalist, and we're going to be talking all about lots of cool things, including we're going to talk about electric cars. We're going to be talking about muscle, horsepower, something right up my alley. Horsepower is continuing to get bigger and bigger. Bigger numbers are coming out for many, many manufacturers. Matter of fact, Ford right now has the most powerful production V8 engine with their supercharged 5.4-liter V8 in the Shelby GT500 for 2013. Speaking of Carroll Shelby, unfortunately, we lost Carroll Shelby at the age of 89 this past Thursday. Carroll was a gentleman I had the opportunity of interviewing many times over the years, and he certainly will be missed, but his cars, like himself, will live on. He was a one-of-a-kind guy, and certainly his cars are one-of-a-kind, whether you're talking the original Cobras or the Mustangs that he built for Ford, or whether the products that he did under the realm of Lee Iacocca, his buddy, when he went over to Chrysler, or whether it was his work on the Viper, or his return in more recent years to the Ford Motor Company, contributing to the GT project, the successor to the GT40, the supercar, as well as the GT500, and of course at his shop out in Las Vegas, Nevada, his facility continues his company Shelby America, celebrating 50 years, and right now, believe it or not, building off the 2012 variant of the Shelby GT500. They've got a new model. It's called the Shelby 1000, a little under 1,000 horsepower in street legal trim and a little over 1,000 horsepower in track trim. So we're going to talk about all those things and more. Telephone-wise, our toll-free number is 855-660-4261. You can also reach us via the email anywhere from across the globe, because we have many listeners joining us at GCNLive.com as well as AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com, Bob@BobLongRadio.com. Well, why don't we throw the Carroll Shelby question in tribute to Carroll. Carroll produced many, many vehicles over the years, but he produced one limited production vehicle which used an Oldsmobile engine. It was an Oldsmobile Aurora 32-valve V8, and at the time, Carroll thought it was one of the best engines out there, and that's why he used it in this limited edition supercar. Not too many were sold. What was the name of that supercar that Carroll Shelby manufactured? The telephone number, 855-660-4261. Right now, joining us from Edmunds.com, it's my pleasure to welcome Bill Visick. Bill, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much for joining us here on this Mother's Day 2012. Let's talk a little bit about Carroll Shelby before we get into some of the other great topics that you were very nice to provide some ideas on what we should dive into in this hour of the broadcast. But Carroll certainly was a one-of-a-kind guy when you stop and think about, you know, his background, being raised in Texas. I know he was the son of a mailman and basically a Texas chicken farmer who loved to race cars and actually had a successful racing career cut short by his heart problems.
Yeah, that's right. I think one of the really fascinating things to me, Bob, about Carroll, and I've met him a few times myself over the years, was really the fact that there's really not going to be anybody like him, I don't think, anymore. That he was from a generation, you know, he came through racing in the, you know, the very late 50s and into the early 60s when I think particularly for Americans, you know, European style racing was very much a an acquired sort of a taste. Not a lot of people had really understood a lot about it. Obviously, there wasn't a lot of media coverage or any of that sort of thing. And so it was really the sort of dawn of road racing, I think, for a lot of Americans and, you know, the American consciousness. And the fact that he was, that he was very good at it, and he was, by all accounts, a very, very good race car driver, really, in a way, was one of the tragedies of his life, I think, that his heart problems really did cut short what might have been an incredible, maybe Mario Andretti type career, you know?
That's a really good point, Bill, because even when he won the world championship, the Manufacturers Championship for Aston Martin in 1959, he was popping nitroglycerin pills while driving the car. So this was a congenital heart defect that he had, and he went on to have a transplant in 1990 and then a kidney transplant a few years later. So he was the longest living, the oldest living survivor of somebody going through two heart transplants. So we're talking somebody with a whole lot of determination.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was sort of evidenced in everything that he did. You know, there was this, entrepreneurship, of course, that was, that was injected into everything, really, that Carroll did after his, after his racing career was cut short. And, I think it was just, a really, really sort of intriguing kind of a lifestyle that he led, because he did sort of all the classic things that race car drivers do after they retire. You know, they try to, have a racing school. They try to get involved with low production, high performance cars, you know, all the sort of things that you see a lot of racers do, when they retire. But he did it in a very unique sort of a way. Not everything he did was successful either, by the way, but that was part of the fun, I think, you know, and I think that was really even a part of what made him what he was, you know, because he really did some loopy things, you know. And, I like to tease my wife all the time because, one of my favorite Carroll Shelby things is his chili mix. And,
yes.
he got into everything, you know. So in a way, he was sort of part of a generation that, there weren't a lot of American car drivers that were able to translate into road racing style races, at the time. You know, there was the beginnings, really, of NASCAR and everything. And most Americans, that was what they thought of when they thought of car racing, you know. So he really did have an ability that was sort of outside of the normal American car racer consciousness. But then he also had all these other wonderful entrepreneurial things that he did, never mind the fact that he did really create some absolutely iconic cars as well, after he raced the Cobras and all the limited production, Mustangs and also under his own, brand as well, some of the cars. And again, you mentioned the Oldsmobile car, the Oldsmobile powered car that was, one of those kind of not entirely successful ventures that he had.
Absolutely. And also, we can't forget he was a contributor, too, to the birth of the Viper, along with Bob Lutz and several others when they were associated there with Chrysler back in the late 80s and early 90s. But Carroll seemed happiest when he was reunited with Ford with the GT project, and then more recently with the Shelby GT500s and the Shelby GTs. And it's interesting, too, that, like you say, what the consummate marketer, not only did he have the chili, but he also had numerous other, ventures along the way that, turned some people off. But, that's what made Carroll, Carroll. He's truly a one-of-a-kind icon. When we come back on the other side, more with Bill Visick from Edmunds.com. Don't go away.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-250-1576. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-250-1576. That's 800-250-1576. Again, 800-250-1576. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Mono World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Edmunds.com senior editor Bill Visnick is with us in this entire hour of the broadcast. We began by doing a little tribute to Carol Shelby, and certainly we can't overlook, as Bill was saying, the marketing flair that this man had, not only with the Chili, but, you know, doing the collaborations with Hertz back in the 1960s, and then again resurrecting that in more recent times with the current generation Mustang with the GTH, Bill.
Yeah, he had a really incredible and varied this sort of application of his skills across the industry. And you know, Bob, some of it was hype, you know. I mean, it was marketing. It was the fact that the car companies got on to the fact that his name meant something, you know, that Carroll Shelby's name meant something, even, you know, 30, 40 years, 50 years after he ever raced a car, you know. And I think that that's a sort of an incredible thing, that you can hang on to that kind of staying power. In some senses, it, to me, it's no different than, say, Ferrari, you know, a name like Ferrari being on the car, you know, where when was the legend made? You know, it was many, many years ago, 50 years ago. And yet they, you know, Shelby still means something to a generation of car buyers or customers or intenders, at least anyway, who absolutely could have never known about his racing career or any of his early cars, and probably not even much about the Shelby Cobra or anything like that. But still, kids in their 20s and, you know, maybe 30s, they know a Shelby Mustang. You know, they know what Shelby did with the Viper. They know all those things. It's really, you know, an amazing breadth of access, I think, that he has all across the market and across generations.
We have a winner via email here to the question about the Shelby vehicle that utilized the Aurora 32-valve V8 from the Oldsmobile, and the winner is Peter. Peter is in Alabama, and Peter, you are correct. It is the Series 1, and as Bill was saying, not a big success, and I know that they had some supercharged versions of that were pretty quick, but not too many of them were sold, so... congratulations on picking up that prize from Wash Drops, and we'll get that out to you ASAP. We'll throw out a trivia question. Well, let's just throw out a more general question. Why don't we do this? If anybody would like to personally nominate their all-time favorite Shelby vehicle, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. Bill, it's a absolutely wonderful time to be in the market for a new automobile or a new vehicle. It truly is, in my opinion, the golden age, and unfortunately we're looking at probably the worst economy since the Great Depression of the 1930s, but if you have the means, there are just so many wonderful new products. And let's talk about some of those upcoming big new products. We'll begin by talking about some of the products from Ford. Certainly one of the stars of the Detroit Auto Show was this revamped, restyled, redone version of the Fusion, and boy, did Jay Mays and his team really nail the design on this one.
You know, Bob, I have yet to find anyone that does not think that the 2013 Fusion is a magnificent-looking car. You know, very seldom do you really hit that kind of almost universal home run, you know, with design, particularly in the mid-sized car market, you know, where the products tend to be a little safe and you know, I mean, let's face it, a little bland. You know, they're family cars, right? You know, so nobody wants to take a lot of chances, and yet this car is really beautiful. It's a truly beautiful car. A lot of people mention the Aston Martin almost sort of styling of the front end, and there's, you know, there's a boldness there and a muscularity that just is very unusual for the, you know, the mid-sized family sedan segment. Fantastic-looking car.
It definitely is, and you can see some echoes of Aston Martin in that grille and in the DB9. There's definitely a little bit of comparison, a little bit definitely in the DNA of that Fusion, and anything that Aston Martin is drop-dead gorgeous, so that's a win-win for everybody. Another win-win thing for the future Fusion buyers is going to be the availability of many different power plants, including... Ford continues to expand their use of their EcoBoost technology, so we're going to see some pretty unique incarnations of this very good-looking car.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, I think, Bob, to see how those offerings kind of play out into the market and what buyers truly go for, you know, because there's going to be an engine as small as 1.6-liter turbocharged in that car. You know, the 2-liter turbocharged will, you know, certainly comprise a lot of the volume models that are out there, you know, and that's going to be sort of less the, more or less the volume choice there. And, you know, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how in a family sedan segment, you see the uptake of very sophisticated, smaller turbocharged engines, something that typically has not been, the realm of a family car. You know, it's been a little more on the specialty side. And like you said, this is the strategy really that Ford's going for with the EcoBoost program, which is, downsize the engines, turbocharge them, get better fuel economy, because the engine's smaller, and yet still have the power there, when you want it, with the turbocharger. So I'm anxious to see how that plays out. In addition, they're going to have a plug-in hybrid and a conventional hybrid as well. So it's, really, like you say, an incredibly varied lineup of choices there.
Certainly Ford has done really well in the small car marketplace with both the Fiesta and the Focus. I mean, really following the steps and the leads that had been kind of laid in the last few years by brands like Mini, finally offering Americans the luxury amenities and the entertainment amenities in a small vehicle. It used to be years ago, Bill, as you and I both can remember, that small vehicles from American manufacturers in particular were kind of penalty boxes. But now with a new Focus, for example, you can get leather, you can get power everything, windows, locks, sunroof, you can get the high zoot stereo system, you can get all kinds of cool stuff, and you can get it in that small fuel efficient vehicle.
Yeah, well, I think what's interesting there is that the word you mentioned was cool, there was a time, and it wasn't even all that long ago, I think, Bob, when it just wasn't very cool to have a small car. It sort of said something about you, and
yeah,
it wasn't necessarily favorable, or at least a lot of Americans didn't look at it that way. If you had a small car in your driveway, people thought you were a cheapskate or a penny pincher, or you just weren't doing very well, And we really have, I think, started to turn the corner on that now with a lot of these, very sophisticated new small cars that have, sophisticated styling, sophisticated mechanicals. You're not giving up anything. You're really getting the best of just about everything the car maker has to offer you. Direct injection engines and dual clutch automated manual transmission. Really high tech, high feature stuff that you get in a $17,000 car.
Absolutely true, Bill. Don't go away. We're going to have much more with Edmunds.com senior editor Bill Visnick straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drop's advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're talking hot new upcoming products from the automakers with Bill Visnick, who is senior editor for Edmunds.com. Thank you so much for being here on this Mother's Day 2012. My name is Bob Long, and we've been focusing on the fusion from Ford, and certainly that's going to be a big story for 2013. Another interesting vehicle from Ford just around the bend is the Escape, and this vehicle is not going to be offered in hybrid configuration, which is interesting because, you know, this was one of Ford's, halo hybrid vehicles, but once again, they're dropping the hybrid in favor of the EcoBoost technology, Bill.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit going on there. You know, a few things really going on. First of all, I think the direct, the most direct correlation, Bob, there is, first of all, the Escape is absolutely one of the most popular vehicles in the segment. You know, fights it out with the Honda CR-V all the time for the top seller among, small crossovers, which are very, very popular family vehicles as well now. They sell a lot of them. You know, this is not a niche product by any means. But the previous version had a hybrid. You know, Ford had a hybrid version of it, and it was not an unpopular vehicle. You know, they sold a lot of them, and hybrids are important to have in a lot of markets, particularly California and some of the other cities, on both coasts, including D.C. and those areas. But Ford had decided this time around, with the new Escape, which, again, is another fantastic-looking car, that they didn't want to do the hybrid, that conventional gasoline engines downsized with EcoBoost were the way to go this time around. And I think, that's one interesting thing in and of itself. And another is that it does demonstrate that hybrids, still have yet to demonstrate, I think, to a lot of everyday buyers, Bob, that there's really a payback there, you know, that there's that you will get a payback for your investment in, what is still reasonably expensive technology.
And it was interesting to read recently, Bill, the fact that lots of hybrid buyers are not going back for a second time around. When they're turning that hybrid in, they're not getting another hybrid.
Very intriguing news. That was one of the most interesting stories, I think, of the past couple of months. And, I think it does demonstrate that there is still something, about the driving experience of hybrids and about what you get from them, both as a driving experience and also what they deliver ultimately in fuel economy, that does leave buyers feeling not so great about what their experience was when you see that they trade in and they have a chance to go again to a hybrid and the majority of them don't.
Let's talk electric vehicles, and certainly one of the more intriguing stories out of the last few days was this gentleman, if I want to call him that, in Texas, to be determined, who bought the very pricey and very beautiful Fisker Karma. I understand it doesn't drive that well, haven't had the opportunity myself, but nevertheless, it's a beautiful vehicle, and it burned down his garage, so he claims. What do you think about that?
I think we'll still have to see how the, what the results of the investigation of that particular incident, turn out to be. One of the latest reports that I saw about that, Bob, was that they thought that the fire was actually caused not by the battery in the Karma, but by the a heat buildup from the gasoline engine that's a range extender in that car.
Yeah.
So once your batteries run out, then the gasoline engine comes on to generate the electricity to run the car, very much the same sort of a system that the Chevy Volt uses as well. So if that turns out to be the case, then that actually is probably the best case scenario for Fisker, I think, and for electric car proponents, because I think, honestly, it would be a very good thing, given, the bad thing that already happened, if this was indeed traceable to not the battery, but something to do with the heat buildup from the gasoline engine, because that's something that's a design problem that I assume could be fixed and addressed. If it's a problem with the battery or something, more electrically related, then that's a little more of a black eye for that kind of a vehicle. And it's been tough going so far for pure electric cars.
Yeah, pure electric cars definitely have not done that well. Let's talk a little bit about range anxiety, and certainly the car that has won so many awards, the pure electric vehicle, and that is the Nissan Leaf. I live in suburban Boston, and I know certainly the four seasons and the different changes in temperature can have really significant detrimental effects on the performance of that range, and lots of people seem to be a little bit shy. It's certainly not a primary vehicle, I don't think, in anybody's household.
Now, I think for now, Bob, the consensus seems to be that it's a finely engineered car in many senses, or in most senses. I don't think you can take away anything from Nissan for that, but unless you get in the absolute optimum climates for a battery car, the sort of advertised range of 100 miles is rather markedly less than that in many in many environments. And like you said, if you get around Boston or the Northeast, where not necessarily super cold or anything, but where you have to run a lot of defrost or a lot of cabin heat, wipers, those sort of things, what we're finding is that these can really drastically cut into the overall range of the cars. So suddenly, you go from maybe the promise of 100 miles to the reality of more like, let's say, 55 or 65. And, for some people, that does create anxiety now. If you have a decent commute to work, let's say, every day and back, that's something that maybe you're not going to be able to do on some days if the weather's bad. And so I think it really demonstrates right now that there's probably a sweet spot somewhere with range on electric cars. And I don't know necessarily what that is, but for right now, it probably needs to be more than what the Leaf is realistically offering for people in a lot of regions of the country.
It's a really good point, Bill. And, you know, certainly I'd say for folks who drive just a few miles a day, folks who are city dwellers, the electric vehicles do make a lot of sense. But for lots of other folks, you better think twice. The range extender is a great idea, but nevertheless, you know, Chevrolet won a ton of awards with the Volt, but I understand they've sold less than 6,000, which is just a you know, very disappointing number. I know this is a very important vehicle for GM, and they have plans to introduce a Cadillac variant of this. And what's your take on the Volt? Of course, it too has had its controversies, some scandals surrounding a National Traffic Safety Administration tests, and a couple of other things. What do you think is going to happen with the Volt?
Well, you know, first of all, I do think the Volt sort of has gotten kind of a bad shake, you know, I think from most of the media coverage of the sort of foibles, you know, that have come with a car that is sort of in many ways completely new technology, you know. So there have been some, you know, some drawbacks there and some, you know, like I say, foibles to the rollout of that car. But the, you know, the NHTSA investigation and the fire thing and all that, I really do think that GM got kind of a bad shake on that one. So let's sort of get past that and say that it's not the kind of car that I would ever worry about, you know, driving my family around in or whatever. I just I think it's a safe and well-engineered car in that sense. What we're really seeing, I think, is what happened with the Volt, Bob, is more one of those things where, just like we're still trying to figure out what the sweet spot is for electric cars and range and, you know, what would really work for a lot of people, that's really, the Volt is actually the first sort of range extended car that we've seen other than the Karma, you know, the Fisker and a few of those sort mm-hmm. of, you know, really high end things like that, where, you know, I think there's a little bit too much battery in the Volt. So it made the price a little too high. It made for some extra utility and the ability to drive a little bit further on the battery before the gasoline engine comes on. But that really increased the price. So I think what you're going to see is each successive generation of range extended car comes out. Or if you want to just say it for what it is, these cars are plug-in hybrids.
That's true.
Really.
Hold that thought, Bill. When we come back, we'll talk more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
If you owe the IRS back taxes and they're making your life miserable, get ready for a special free offer. Expert tax advisors can help you protect your home from liens, stop wage garnishment, and give you immediate collection relief. In fact, we guarantee to contact the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client to start the tax relief process. Don't try to take on the most powerful organization in the United States by yourself. Call for free tax relief information and a free consultation on how we can help you. There is no cost or obligation to discover the programs that are available to stop your IRS problems from getting worse. Call our toll-free helpline now, 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735. The IRS will not go away. The pressure you feel now will only grow. Get the help you deserve. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation now. Tax relief is a phone call away. Call Expert Tax Advisors at 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bob Long, along with Edmunds.com senior editor Bill Visnick, who is telling us all about the Chevrolet Volt, the range extender vehicle. And Bill, you're right. I find that there's a lot of confusion. There's no other way to say it. I mean, people just don't seem to be able to wrap their heads around all these different terms. You know, hybrids, plug-in hybrids, range extenders. There's a lot of confusion out there.
Yeah, I think one of the things the industry really could stand to do would be to, kind of translate and explain a little bit better to folks what all this technology really does or doesn't do or what it amounts to. And I think it's hard right now to do that because we all are sort of in a learning curve about what's going on with cars in a time of, really, really rapid transition and technology advancement. And I think what's happening, the Volt, look, it's not a cheap car, and I think that's been one of the primary problems with its uptake from buyers is the fact that it's a fairly limited purpose, four-seat vehicle, kind of expensive, it starts at $40,000. So you have a lot of capability there, but you have a lot of price too, and I think people do the math, and they say, well, it doesn't do that much for me, or it would take me forever to save enough on gas to really pay for that thing. So I think that's what you're going to see now is each successive generation of plug-in hybrid that comes out, Bob, is going to be closer to that theoretical optimum between how much battery do you really need or want to be able to drive around on so you can drive on pure electric versus the cost of the overall car itself. And we'll get to that point. That's why I think the Fusion plug-in hybrid will be, very interesting, next step in that progression.
Definitely, it's going to be a next step and be one of those interesting stories to follow. And another interesting story, and folks can check out all kinds of wonderful, cool stuff at Edmunds.com. Let's remind folks about not only the Edmunds.com side of the fence, but also Inside Line as well.
That's correct. We have an enthusiast property, a website that addresses the concerns and desires of the enthusiast audiences. And a matter of fact, we just on Friday, not long after Carol Shelby's death, put up a very interesting story on Edmunds Inside Line of the top 10 Shelby cars of all time. So some of your audience may find that helpful, or even entertaining. Given the fact that you asked the question of what people thought the best Shelby car was, of all time.
Definitely. And we'll keep that out there, the best Shelby car of all time, 855-660-4261. We're getting a bunch of emails, and if we don't get to it here in this hour, we'll get to it in the additional hour of Auto World. Let's talk horsepower. I'm an arrested adolescent. I love the return of these American muscle cars. Who would believe that we would have a Shelby GT500 for 2013 in excess of 600 horsepower? We've got the LS1, an amazing piece of work from Chevrolet, the most powerful Camaro ever. We've got the wonderful SRT products, including the Challenger and the Charger and the 300 and the Jeep with 470 horsepower, 470 pound-feet of torque, and decent fuel economy, too. Those Hemi engines flip to four cylinders. It's a great time to be an auto enthusiast.
Well, it really is, Bob. You know, I dug up a kind of an interesting one, knowing that we were going to be on the program today. We did a little bit of tracking. Edmunds.com has a wealth of data at its fingertips. In 2002, this was so 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In 2002, there were three cars that made more than 500 horsepower. Two were Ferraris and one was a Lamborghini. In 2012, for the 2012 model year, 10 years later, there are 75 cars that make 500 horsepower or better.
Wow.
So in the last 10 years, we've gone from three cars that made 500 horsepower or better to 75 cars.
Isn't that amazing? And we're seeing, sedans with these 500 horsepower power plants turning in the kind of performance numbers that used to be the realm of the true exotic cars.
Oh, it's amazing. It's truly amazing now. Anyone who has a little bit of money to shell out for a four-door sedan of reasonably premium badge, at least anyway, but not, exotic car money by any means, can have exotic car performance or even better than what you would expect from a Lamborghini or a Ferrari type of a car from not that long ago.
That's absolutely correct. And when we look at the high end of things, of course, the Viper's returning now in SRT form. Many of the Viper owners wanted 700-plus horsepower. But Viper did something interesting. I mean, they really looked at power-to-weight ratio. This vehicle is very aluminum, magnesium, and carbon fiber intensive. And when you look at the power-to-weight ratio on this vehicle, below the Bugatti Veyron with its 1,000-plus horsepower and the absolutely drop-dead beautiful Lamborghini Aventador, the Viper's in third place. That's pretty hefty, pretty heavy company, to say the least.
You're going to see more about power-to-weight ratio in the coming years, I think, Bob. The Porsche, I spoke with some Porsche executives and engineers not long ago, and they indicated to me that they think the horsepower race, such as it is, will begin to taper off. And what you're going to see is, a lot more focus on reducing the weight of the vehicle. We have to do that really across the board now to get to, sort of some of the fuel economy mandates that we have sort of industry-wide, coming in the next several years. And you're going to see more of a industry focus in general about what we really need to do with weight and how much weight do we really need in a car, because some buyers still want that feel of weight. There's nothing really that feels quite like a dense car, a car that has a lot of real heft to it. But at the same time, we just really can't do that as much anymore as we were able to back in the day when nobody cared about how much cars weighed. So, you're going to see more of more talk, I think, in the coming years now about weight and from on the performance side of the business about power to weight ratios, because that really at the end of the day is what it's all about.
it is what it's all about, where the rubber hits the road. But, you know, for us who like to dream and play lottery winnings before we win them, I mean, that new Lamborghini, the Aventador, is just a drop-dead gorgeous vehicle with 700-plus horsepower. Now you've got a Ferrari with 700-plus horsepower. I believe the next rendition of the Bugatti, which most likely will be a sedan, will also continue to be in that 1,000-plus horsepower category. And then when we look at the hybrid, you know, upcoming supercars, when we look at the Porsche 918 Spyder, which is going to be using electric technology, electric motors in each wheels combined with a conventional high-performance V8, and also when we look at the upcoming Jag, the CX-75 concept, I mean, these are going to be supercars with big horsepower numbers, but also decent fuel economy.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that particular side of the business now, I think, Bob, where you're going to be able to meld and to blend the aspects of performance with the aspects of green. And I think it's an incredibly exciting future, you know, for the entire industry to see where that takes us and what it's going to really be able to bring. You mentioned the Porsche car. I think it's a fascinating car, you know, to see the blend of of power, you know, and still gasoline engine power with hybrid aspects to not only add to the performance, but also the handling as well, because you'll be able to do selective four-wheel drive and all these sort of very, very interesting things that electrification allows you to do, you know, that you're not necessarily able to do with just a conventional gasoline-powered car. So it's an extremely exciting time. And diesel hybrids, there's another one, too, that, you know, I think diesels and electrification, there's something there, too, that's going to be very interesting in the coming years. So it's all, you know, it's all good, I think, as far as enthusiasts are concerned.
And certainly diesels, I'm a big fan of diesels, with the modern diesels, that is, the ones without the noise and the clatter and the smoke and the pollution and everything else. Amazing torque. I mean, when you look at that BMW 3 Series diesel with more than 400 pound-feet of torque, some of the BMW variants in their X5s, as well as the Blue Tex from Mercedes-Benz, I mean, talk about having your cake and eating it, too. Great time to be a car buyer if you're lucky enough to have the means. And, Bill, it's a great time to have you on the radio with us. We've got to make you one of our regulars here on the broadcast. Thanks so much for your time here today.
I appreciate it, Bob. It's good to talk to you.
Everybody check out Edmunds.com. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.